Okay, first of all, welcome everybody, those from the shul, those from beyond, the Talmidim for the yeshiva, I don't know if we can call it our first annual Kachem Chabura in Nuchas Pesach, but we'll see, hopefully everybody on Mikdash next year, we'll have it in Yerushalayim. At least for now, we'll try to learn a sugya together, related sugyas, assorted sugyas related to Chaskam and Pesach, and Kachem in general, some sugyas that come up, and try to branch out a little bit. The Gemara in the first Pesach of Maseches Brachos comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we're going to lay in on Shabbos, that the Torah speaks about three different zmanim concerning the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the Torah said, we can open, anyone wants to open the windows, you can feel free to cross breeze here. Okay. It says, Bachas HaPesach Pa'erev, Kevo HaShemesh Moed Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. So the Torah speaks about Ba'erev, which is the Erev of the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan, Kevo HaShemesh, which speaks about, yeah. You have to pick it up and then there you go. Okay. Kevo HaShemesh speaks about at nighttime, and then Moed Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim refers to the morning, because the Maaseh left Mitzrayim in the morning. So the Gemara is puzzled with this three different zmanim that the Torah seems to contradict itself. When exactly is the Korban Pesach? Is it Ba'erev? Is it Kevo HaShemesh? Moed Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, no, there are three different parts of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. There is the Akrovas HaKorban, that's the Shechit and all the Avodas Adam, so that's Ba'erev, that's Be'od Yom, in the afternoon of the 14th. Kevo HaShemesh is the Zman of Achilas HaKorban, that's where Ochos HaBos HaBlayel HaZeh. Moed Tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim, when he left Mitzrayim, that's when the Korban becomes Noser and the Mitzvah Sreifa begins. So we'll see as we go on, the Mitzvah Sreifa doesn't really begin until actually the day after Yom Tov, but at least in theory, it becomes Ton Sreifa because it becomes Noser. So there are three distinct Zmanim. So I want to try to focus a little bit tonight on these three different parts of the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and focusing on one particular Yisod that keeps on coming up through all different parts of the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and that is, every once in a while, to fulfill these mitzvahs properly, we come into contradiction with other dinei Torah. So we know there are a whole array of different halachas. What do you do when you have stiras? You have esei dochalosa says, and you have dechuyas, and you have hutras, and an array of different halachas when you have contradictions in dinim. So here we find, in terms of all three of these different halachim of the Korban Pesach, that every once in a while you bump into a problem, b'shas akravas haPesach, it contradicts another din in the Torah. You come into a contradiction between achilas Korban Pesach and another din in the Torah, and you have vis-a-vis sreifas haKorban Pesach also comes into contradiction with a din in the Torah. So let's see if we can go through step by step, case by case, and get a little bit of a better understanding of this somewhat detailed sugya. When it comes to shechitas Korban Pesach, so the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Nun Tes quotes from a pasuk that the Korban Pesach is brought at a time when otherwise would have been off limits to bring karbanos, because there's a din in HaTorah that's derived from Sukkim Pashat Tzav, Allah Hashleim, so Victor Lechav Yashlam, Allah Hashlem Kol Karbanos Kulam, that all karbanos have to be offered after the Korban Tamid of the morning and before the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. So if you bring a Korban after the Korban Tamid of the afternoon, that's an Issa in HaTorah. That's what's called an Issa Rasei, it's called an Issa of Hashlam, Allah Hashleim. That's an Issa min HaTorah. Nevertheless, the Gemara says the Korban Pesach is an exception to this rule. The Korban Pesach is dafka brought after the Korban Tamid. So that's not a violation of an Issa. That's exactly what the Torah says. So this is the Yaitzim in a cloud. But then the Gemara goes on and says that every once in a while, you find yourself in the following strange predicament. That you have an individual who wants to bring the Korban Pesach, but he's not able to bring the Korban Pesach because he's Tamid. Let's just go to the mikveh. What's the big deal? He happens to be what's called the Mechuse Kippurim. Mechuse Kippurim is somebody who's supposed to bring a series of karbonos, whether he's a mitzvah, a zav, a lettuce, you have a whole different groups of people who are Mechuse Kippurim, and they're not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to offer karbonos, not allowed to eat from karbonos until they get rid of the tumah of Mechuse Kippurim. Mechuse Kippurim is not enough to go to the mikveh. The person already went to the mikveh, but in order to get out of the state of Mechuse Kippurim, you have to bring your kippurim, you have to bring your karbon. So now you have a funny situation. You have a fellow who he comes Erev Pesach to bring his Korban Pesach, and then as he's about to walk into the Beis HaMikdash to bring his Korban Pesach, he realizes that, wait a second, I'm a Mechuse Kippurim, I'm a Mitzora, I haven't brought my Korbanos yet, so I want to come bring my Korbanos. So the Kohanim say to him, you can't bring Korbanos now, the Beis HaMikdash is closed for business, because there's an Issa D'Oraisa of Allah Hashleim. So the guy's screaming, but wait a second, but I can't bring my Korban Pesach, so what do you do? So here the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says, that when you have this person who wants to bring his Korban Pesach, and the only way to enable him to bring the Korban Pesach is to bring his Korbanos of Mechuse Kippurim, so he's allowed to do so even at the expense of the Isser of Hashlamah. What is that based on? How can you be over one Isser in order to fulfill a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, no, Yavei Esei HaChomer B'Yirchei Esei HaKal, to let the more chomer dika mitzvah, the more important mitzvah, Korban Pesach is an Isser Koris. So the Korban Pesach and the hierarchy of mitzvahs is more important than the Issa Kal of Hashlamah. So when you have a contradiction between the Issa Kal of Hashlamah and the Issa Chomer of Mitzvah Korban Pesach, That's the Beferish in the Gemara. So Taisus on the spot is bothered with the Kasha. Taisus says this seems to contradict the regular rule of the Chiyah when it comes to mitzvahs. We know that there's another klal, a parallel klal, called Asei Dechalos. Asei, the Gemara derives from Sukkim, from Shatnas, from other Makairis, that when you have a clash between the mitzvahs Asei and Alos Asei, so very often we apply the rule of Asei Dechalos Asei, but there's one klal gadol that permeates the whole sugi of Asei Dechalos Asei, and that is that the two have to be Be'idna. They have to be simultaneous. Let's say, for example, when a person puts on tzitzis, which is made of shatnis, so at the same moment that he's violating shatnis, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. Another example is the Gemara gives of Esed Dachalos Asei. So Taisus assumed in their kasha, in Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, that the same way there's a requirement of the idna for the dinim of Esed Dachalos Asei, there should be a requirement of the idna here as well. And it's clearly not the idna, because here the person is going to be over the yisur of Hashlama well before he gets anywhere near the Korban Pesach. That's going to be the Seder Dvarim, that he has to first bring his Korbanos B'chus HaKippurim, which is an Isser Goma Min HaTorah. It's a violation of the Isser Essay of Hashlama, and he's not going to get to the Korban Pesach until 20 minutes later. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why isn't that a violation of the Klal of the Idna? So Tosfos quotes two answers to that Kasha. So we're going to focus on the second, on the more popular terrors of the Kasha. So Tosfos quotes that the Din of the Idna, that it has to be simultaneous, that Din was only said by Essay Dochalos. So say, it wasn't said by Esiyah Chomer being Dech Esiyah Kal. These are two different halachas of Dechiyah. So when you're dealing with Tzitzis and Shatnez, you want Esiyah to be Dech Alos Esiyah, so that has to be Mashbid. That's what the Gemara says, it has to be simultaneous. When you're dealing with an Esiyah Chomer being Dech Esiyah Kal, there is no requirement, there is no such din of Idna. What kind of din is that? What kind of strange halach is that? Like Meichat Esiyah, there should be such a distinction. So L'chorah, the simple Pesach Matos is driving at is as follows, is that this idea that Esi Adoch Alos Asei, let's say, Lamoshal Tzitzis and Shatnez, or in contrast to that, the din of Esi Achom being Deich Esi Akal, in the case of Korban Pesach against B'chus HaKippurim, these are fundamentally two very, very different halachas. What would the starting point have been? Lu Yitzuya, we wouldn't have learned the first 10 blad of Yevamos. We wouldn't have known there's a sugya called Esi Adoch Alos Asei. What would that take on the Chiya be? So we would say, like, Behechet Esi, you can violate a law to fulfill a mitzvah Esi. The Gemara says befeirish that Losa says a more chomer than mitzvah says. So what in the world gives you a right to violate a law just to fulfill a mitzvah? So Misvar Rishayim, that the starting point is that you would never have said Esei Docha Losa say. So Esei Docha Losa is a chiddush goal. It's a chiddush atayra. I never would have said it in a million years. That's why the Gemara needs five blad in Yevamos to figure out what in the world the mocher is. And the sugya ends, we're still not sure what the mocher is. So we have to work very, very hard to figure out what the mocher for Esei Docha Losa say is. So Esei Docha Losa is a gewaltige chiddush atayra. So we have a cloud when it comes to chidushim. So ein l'chabal chidushay. I think we spoke about this once or twice this year in Shir, in the previous years. Ein l'chabal chidushay. So if the Torah depicts the case of Esei Docha Losa say and describes it by being a situation of idna, tzitzis and shatnes is beidna, so then we have no right to extrapolate from there to other scenarios, to other playouts of Esei Docha Losa say, and therefore the din of beidna is ein l'chabal chidushay, that since the whole parish of Esei Docha Losa say is such a chiddush haTorah, it can only be done in a way that the Torah itself describes. The din of Esei Achomer being Deich Esei Akal, that has nothing to do with the chiddush haTorah. I don't need a pasuk for that. Any Tom the Canary can figure that out on their own, that the Torah gives you two mitzvahs. One is clearly more important than the other, a haraya, one carries with it karis, and the other doesn't. So, of course you have to do the one that carries with the karis. Of course you have to do the one that's more important than the other one. So that din, that Esi HaChomer is Doich Esi HaKal, that's a poshut svara. Anyone can figure that out. So since that's a poshut svara, like Mehechat Eis has to be bidna. What would any bidna for? If at the end of the day, it's a good investment to get the Korban Pesach, even though we're going to lose out the Yisrael HaShlomo, mach patni that it has to be bidna. So that's the simple pshat in the Tosfos. This idea that Tosfos seems to be learning that the requirement of the idna is based on Esi Dochalos Esi being a Chiddush HaTorah, and therefore Esi HaChomer being Doich Esi HaKal is not limited by Bidna. So this is really a big machlek Yisrael Rishonim. So there is a Rabbi Nechanan al Masechah Shabbos that says that the reason why there's a requirement of Bidna is very simple. There's nothing to do with Gzeres HaKosov and anything. Says Rabbi Nechanan, it's very posh, very simple, simple calculation. Says Rabbi Nechanan, how in the world could the Torah tell you to do something, do an Aveira now, al Samach, you're going to do the mitzvah in 5 minutes from now? He said that if you, it's too risky. When you have the essay, the losa say mamre simultaneous, so then it makes sense. I'm good. I'll be over the lav and makam the essay and shoy. But Mehecha Teisa, you could do a lav now, and then in an hour from now, you can do the essay. Maybe you'll never get around to doing the essay. So therefore, it's inconceivable that the Torah would ever give a parasha, should ever give a din of dechia, when it's not going to be the idna. If you go down the lines of that Rabbeinu Chananel, so then that should carry over to Essay Achom and Essay Kal as well. Like, it's too risky. Mehecha Teisa, I could go ahead and violate the Isser of Hashlama by bringing my Karbonos and Mechus Kippurim now. I'll smach that in 20 minutes from now, I can bring a Karm Pesach. Who knows what's going to happen in 20 minutes from now? Get a phone call. I'm going to have to run for the base of Mikdash. I'm never going to get around to bringing my Korban Pesach. So clearly, that Toysim Sacham Daf Nuntes, who understood that the Idna does not apply when it comes to Akrovas Korban Pesach, so that clearly is not in sync with that Sheitas of Rabbeinu Chananel. Anyway, Chopar and Toysis in Maseches Pesachim develops this idea that the Sugyo Beidna, the requirement of Beidna, was only said when it comes to Essay the Cholos Essay. It was never said bechlau when it comes to an essay achav being the essay hakal.
Sorry, I don't make sense at all.
But
the idnas,
is there any case where
beidna where it's like a second later?
So that's a shadow. So there's one day in Rishon that seems to say that beidna. We'll get to that a little bit later. That beidna may not have to be perfectly in sync. That if it's going to be there, otot.
Is there something where like we ask that it's not beidna because it's like a minute later?
Yes, that's the Tazim Zvachim Sari Zayim. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, yeah. About, that's the
thing. That's clear then.
So we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to get to Achilu. We're still about a Shchitzak Pesach. We're going to get to Achilu. We've got a long night ahead of us. Okay. I don't know until Kemoy Tseis Chamerim to try. I'm going to be told tomorrow morning, but we got a while to go. Okay, good. Okay. So this idea that Tais is developing for us, this chiluk between the regular sugars of the Idna and the din of Essay HaChomer being Deich Essay HaKal, so this is probably part of the answer to a very famous question that the Shagas Aye poses based on this sugya. We need a little bit of a background to understand and appreciate what the question is. So there is a Rashba in the third Pekha Maseches Ksubis where the Rashba discusses what is the status of what's called an Isser Essay. Sometimes the Torah says that you're not allowed to do something, but it doesn't say don't do the following. The Torah says do this, implying that if you do it in a different way, it's going to be also. So the perfect example of an Isser Essay is the Isser of marrying a Mitzri. So the Torah says, a third generation of a Ger Mitzri, you're permitted to marry. So the Gemara says that the implication is obvious, that the first two, you're not allowed to marry. But the Torah doesn't say, lo sasei. The Torah doesn't say, lo sasei. The Torah words it as an Isser Essay. So it's an Isser that's derived from a Loshana Mitzvah of a mitzvah's essay. So the Rash from Ksubis in the third parak suggests that if that's the case, that it's basically something that you're not allowed to do, even though the Torah calls it a mitzvah's essay, it's not going to be any more chomer than a los essay vis-a-vis the sugyas of essay doch a los essay. So normally the rule is that ein essay doch essay, unless it's an essay chomer. So generally speaking, ein essay doch essay, but an essay is doch a los essay. So where does an isser essay fit into the picture? So the Rashba says that mistum, it's not going to be any more chomer than a regular los essay. And therefore, a mitzvah's essay has the koach to be doicha. Mitzvah's essay can be doicha an isser essay. Famous Rashba, the third pech of Maseches Ksubis. So this is a big problem because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, when it speaks about the Mechusa Kippurim who pops into the Beis Hamikdash and Erev Pesach, that would give him a freebie, give him a green light, and say you can bring your carbon, that's okay. The Gemara says, but what would the din be in the following case? What if it's not Erev Pesach? What if it's a regular day? So it's they already brought all the carbonas for that day. The Korban Tamu is already finished, and the Mechusa Kippurim walks in, Baruch Abu, I want to bring my carbon. So what's the big rush? We'll come back tomorrow. So the guy says, no, I want to bring my carbon because I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. So there's a mitzvah essay to eat kachim. So he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. He's not allowed to do that now. So he comes with the following cheshbon. Let me bring my karbanos and mechusa kippurim to enable me to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. So the kahanim look at him like he's crazy. They say, but wait a second. But that's going to be an isser of hashlama. So the Gemara says, tachat kohanim are right. That my only hayasei. That why should the essay of Achilas Kachim be any more chomer than the essay of Hashlama? When it comes to Korban Pesach, that's an essay sheyesh bekoris. So that's an essay of chomer. But an essay of just eating kachim, is this a plain, simple mitzvah essay? It's an essay hakal. So my only high essay, my high essay. So yes, the Shagasari, what do you mean? If the Rashba is right, that whenever the Torah words something as a essay, as an Isser essay, that takes on the status of a Los essay. So then the Isser of Hashlama is a Los essay. The Torah doesn't say don't bring Karbanos after the Karban Tamid. The Torah says bring all the Karbanos before the Karban Tamid, implying that if you bring Karbanos after the Karban Tamid, that's an Isser essay. That's like a mitzri. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, Yava the essay of Achilas Kachim, V'yidcha the quote-unquote Los essay of Hashlama. So why does the Gemara drive us crazy? Because now you can't do it, My Omehai essay, the essay. Why is the essay of Achilas Kachim more chomer? Why is it more important than the Isser essay of Hashlama? What do you mean? The Isser essay of Hashlama is an Isser essay. It's like a Los essay. And Yavi essay Yircha Los essay. That's the Shagasai's cash against the Rashba. So Rabbi Chanon in Yavamos explains that the answer is Pashut, that even though it's a din like a Los essay, so you want to plug in the din of essay Docha Los essay, but wait a second. Essay Docha Los essay is subject to the limitation, it has to be Be'idna. And this is not going to be Be'idna. That was exactly what we said at the very beginning. This is not Be'idna. The only reason why this circumvented the requirement of Idna is because we weren't going down the parasha of Essay Dochel El Sasei. Because we were going down the secondary din of Essay Achama being Dech Essay Akal, that's why we didn't need the Idna. So you can't turn around and say that, let's say Essay Dochel El Sasei here. It's not even Shayach to say Essay Dochel El Sasei because it's not going to be Idna. So Kopon, let's go back to that story. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says Beferish in Pesachim and Daf Nun Tes that when the person wants to bring his Karbanos and Mechusa Kippurim on Erev Pesach, even though there was an Isser HaShlomah that's going to be violated, the Gemara says, that's okay, not the end of the world, that's fine, it's okay. You can violate the Isser HaShlomah, that's fine, it's an Isser HaKal, and it's an Isser HaKal, it's a Nidchem Ipnei Isser HaChomer. So this cloud that the Gemara tells us in Karbanos and beyond, that an essay achomer can be doich an essay akal. How do you gauge whether something is an essay achomer? How do you measure whether something is called an essay achomer? So Korban Pesach, we have a good way to measure it. We use the measure of Koris, because Korban Pesach carries with it the onish of Koris. No other mitzvah except for Mila has that with it. So Korban Pesach, which is for sure an essay achomer. Is there any other barometer to measure essay achomer? Any other characteristic that can create the status of an essay achomer? So Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the fourth parak, suggests that maybe if you have an essay sharabim that also qualifies as an essay hachomer. And therefore, Taisa suggests that the Isser of Hashlama doesn't apply if you have a Korban Tzibur. Let's say, Lamashal, the Tzibur already brought the Korban Talmud Shobay and Habayim, and they forgot to bring the Korban Musaf. Well, they wake up, they forgot, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, they forgot to bring the Korban Musaf that day, it's not yet Shkia. So, Taisa is right, you could still bring the Korban Musaf. I give out, how could you bring a Korban after the Korban Talmud? So, Taisa says, that's okay. Yavi Essay Achom, Abyidcha Essay Hakal. What's the Essay Achom? Mitzvah Shorabim. So the Rambam Menuchas Kiddush HaChedish disagrees with Befevish. The Rambam writes that an Essay HaChomer is only measured in terms of Kares, but an Essay Sharabim doesn't necessarily qualify as a Essay HaChomer. So again, even within the Sugya of Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, so you have to figure out how to measure Essay HaChomer. So you're going to tell me the following. You're going to tell me, no, the Rambam doesn't disagree. You're going to tell me that the Rambam also agrees that an Essay Rabbim is called an Essay HaChomer, but the Rambam is L'shitosai, who didn't count HaShlomah as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, because the Rambam held it's part of the mitzvah of Korban Tavon. The Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the nature of the mitzvah of HaShlomah? Does HaShlomah mean that it's mamash an issa b'fnei atzma to bring Karbanos after the Korban Tavon? Or no, when you bring Karbanos after the Korban Tavon, that's a pagam of the Korban Tavon. That's a meniyah, that's a bittel of the Korban Tavon. So the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs has a time in the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't count it as one of the Tag Mitzvahs. So the answer is, the Rambam holds it's part of the mitzvah of the Korban Tavon. So if you say it like that, then the Rambam is l'shitos. That's what you meant, no? Yeah, something like that. You can say what you meant, the mitzvah of the house.
Even if it's a mitzvah of
I mean, if it, but even if it's a mitzvah of Fnei Atzma, you mean, even you don't have to go as far as I'm saying that it's part of the Korban Tavon Gufa, it could be a mitzvah of Fnei Atzma, and still it's called the Tzibur because it's a mitzvah that speaks to the Kohanim in general. Maybe, it could be. Okay, two biyurim and she's around. Okay, it could be. Anyway, back to the story. So the bottom line is, so we finished one third. So we finished the Shechita Sapesach, the Korban Sapesach. So every once in a while, we bump into an Isser, so we have to figure out how to get around that Isser. So there is a problem that comes up concerning Achilas Korban Pesach, we also bump into an issue of Isura potentially, and that's the Gemara that we're referring to before. That's the Gemara in Zvachim of Tzadi Zayin, where the Gemara comments on Psukim in by Pashas Pesach Shai. Tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah. So the Torah says V'etzem L'Sish Beruvah. So the Gemara observes that it says V'etzem L'Sish Beruvah twice. It says first the Pashas Bo, and then repeats it in Pashas Baloscha. And you don't really need it because we already know that V'etzem L'Sish Beruvah. So what's the significance of V'etzem L'Sish Beruvah second time? So the Gemara says that even if there's meat inside the Korban Pesach, inside the bone, and the only way to get to that meat is by breaking the bone, you're still not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, Befeirish, that you're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach in order to get to the meat inside. So the Gemara says, why not? Why don't we say, Esei Dochalos Esei, that the bits of Achilas Korban Pesach should be Doicha the Isser of Shvirus HaEtzem. So the Gemara says, from here we derive a klal that ain't Esei Dochalos Esei Sheba Mikdush. That the Chiddush HaTorah is that Esei Dochalos Esei is true by Kelayim, by other cases, which are chutz the Mikdash. But whenever you're dealing with the Mikdash, so the Mikdash, we don't say, there is no did of Esei Dochalos Esei. That's derived from this parashah. So Tosfos on the spot in Maseches Vachem is bothered with the question. It sounds from this sugya that if not for the fact that this was a Los Esei Sheba Mikdash, so then we would have applied the rules of Dechiya. It means this has all the trappings, all the makings of an Esei Docha Los Esei, and this is the exception to the rule because it's Ba Mikdash. So comes Tosfos and asks, one second, this is not Esei Docha Los Esei. This doesn't have any of the characteristics of Esei Docha Los Esei. This is a terrible example of Esei Docha Los Esei. It's not Be'idna, because the person breaks the bone first and doesn't get to eating the stuff inside until a couple of minutes later. So this doesn't have the characteristics of Esei Docha Los Esei. So why would one even thought that this should be an Esei Docha Los Esei? How in the world could this serve as the mochor that ain't Esei Docha Los Esei should be Mikdash if this is goof and not going to be Be'idna? So that's how Tosfos asks the kashin Zvachim, and Tosfos doesn't answer the kashin. So they leave it as a Tachim. There's a line missing in the Tosfos. So at the back of the Gemara, so the Piskei HaTosfos is quoted. So the Piskei HaTosfos, usually the Piskei HaTosfos are just like a summary of the main point that the Tosfos made. But here the Piskei HaTosfos quotes a line that Pashut was missing in the Tosfos. That the Piskei HaTosfos, V'yei Shaloma, the answer to the Tosfos Kasha is as follows. That this is also considered to be Be'idna. Because since the only way to get to the meat inside is by breaking the bone, so that goof is considered to be Be'idna. It means that Be'idna doesn't mean it has to be mamish on the clock, the exact split second. Is that if it's EF Shabbalav, that's also considered to be Be'idna. That's the thing Mary Yaakov was referring to.
That, no, I'm saying, if you're in high, you don't even say that. The whole, what's the, why is Be'idna not going to do it? The guy's breaking the bone now, he's about to eat it, right?
I mean, you want to say, according to Be'idna, you don't need the Shabbalav.
Now, until he gets home,
he's right, it's going to be a big break. I mean, according to Ben Chananos,
it's a different thing. But the Chosek Kippurim, he has to bring the Karbanos, and he's bringing the Karbanos in order to get rid of not being the Chosek Kippurim anymore, to eat the
Karbanos.
It's a different carpet.
Right. So I mean, according to the Rebbe Chananos, just the mamshah question of a second, and it's the same mice, it's mamshah and machis, mamshah, the process of doing it, so the hechateis, that's going to be a problem. Maybe you're right, maybe it could be. But Lemaisa Taisa says, the Piskei Taisa says, Beferish, that this is also considered to be Be'idna. So this is a whole eye-opener, this idea of the Piskei Taisa, that when we measure the rule of the klal of Be'idna, so we don't have to be exactly to the split second, that if it's, we can plug in this klal called Iyef Shebalav Achi, that also qualifies as a Be'idna. So this Piskei HaTosfos becomes very, very helpful in a whole array of different sugyas. There is a sugya, Maseches Yevamos, in the 10th parak, where the Gemara talks about a famous sugya of Yesh Koch Mi'acham Lacha Dov Min HaTorah B'Sheva Altasa, that Chazal have the koach to tell you not to do a mitzvah zeseh. They can tell you don't blow shofar in Shabbos, don't shake a lulav in Shabbos, etc. But they can't tell you to violate Yisurim B'kum Vaseh. Beizin tells you to chaz, Beizin tells you to drive in Shabbos, now let them listen to them. That's the cloud the Gemara draws, the difference between B'Shev Altasa versus Kumba Asay. So one of the examples that the Gemara gives of Shev Altasa is Kelayim B'Tzitzis, that the Sadim B'Tzitzis, that the din is min HaTorah. If you have a four-cornered linen deged, so you're Mechuyim min HaTorah to put on Tcheles. So Midrabanan, they did away with that. The whole Sugin the Gemara, why? Sugin and Shabbos and Menachos, why exactly they were concerned with. But the bottom line is Chazal did away with that and said that if you have a four-cornered linen deged, you can wear it and don't put Tzitzis on B'Chlal. So Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara give that as an example of being Shev Altasa? Isn't that kumva asay? Aren't you actively violating an aveira? I'm putting the beged on, so that's an aveira. So the beis is telling me, but kumva asay, to do something wrong. So you could argue with that kashrut Tosis if you want to, but we're not going to argue with it for tonight. We're going to take Tosis kash at face value, that the putting on of the beged, that's considered to be an aveira. So how could the Gemara call that sheva al ta'aseh? So Tosis says no. Tosis says that it's not true, because the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't start when you put the beged on. The mitzvah of tzitzis starts after the beged is already on. After you do the maisa levisha, the maisa kisoy, once the beged is on you, then split second later, that's when the mitzvah of tzitzis kicks in. So it's a split second difference, but Tosfos says for lomdish purposes, it's important to highlight that, because that's why bitul of tzitzis is called sheval ta'aseh. So Tosfos turns around and says, but the Gemara in Brachos, in the third parak, says when a person is wearing shatnez, that's called a violation of Bekum Vaseh. So what do you say? The same thing by shatnez, that the isra is only once the beged is already on. So Taisa says, no, that's not true. The other Torah says, lo sulp shatnez. The Torah says, the maisa levisha is also. So Taisa fine-tunes that the mitzvah of tzitzis and the isra of shatnez are not simultaneous. There's a little bit of a, there's a split, minuscule of a split second between the two of them. That the isra of shatnez is you're over as you do the maisa levisha, and the mitzvah of tzitzis kicks in a half a split second later. So that's what Tosfos says, and Tosfos says that's okay. Tosfos says that's taka, that's the emes. So the Shagasari asks on this Tosfos also. Shagasari takes Tosfos every time there's a Tosfos about the emes. Shagasari goes to town on. So Shagasari says, wait a second, if Tosfos is right that there's a split second difference between the two, so then that's not called bidna, and the whole mokaf bidna kilayim betzitzis. The Gemara says befeirish that kilayim betzitzis is the mokaf. That's the model of bidna. So if Tosfos in Yevamos is right that the Issa Shatnez is violated right away, and the Mitzvah Tzitzis is a split second later, so Chanat B'idna, how can the world, could that serve as the model of B'idna? That's the kasha. So according to what Meir Yaakov is saying, and then Rabbeinu Chananel, the kasha doesn't even go off the ground, that if Rabbeinu Chananel is right, that...
Who was the first
argument on? Yeah, that who was that Baal Tosis? That was the Rival. This is... Yeah, that was a Re. That was a Re. Yeah, you're right. That was a Re, and this is the Re. It's the same person. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, scratch that. Okay, not bad. So what's the Biradova? What's Pshat in this Tosis? So the Pasha Pshat in this Tosis is that this Tosis is Lashitasam in the Tosin Tzvachim, in the Piskei Tosis, that it's Eif Shebelav Hachi. How in the world are you ever going to have something on you if you didn't put it on in the first place? That means that's the way you have something. I'm wearing a shirt because I put the shirt on at some point. Either I put it on this morning, last night, last week, last time I got undressed, whatever it was. So sometime I put on the shirt, so now I'm wearing the shirt. So that's called the Efshe B'lav Ochi. So the same way that the Piskei Tosis said that it's Efshe to eat the meat inside without breaking the bone, so it's Efshe to be wearing the beged without putting the beged on. So that merges together, that fuses together. That's also considered to be B'idna. So Mistama, that Piskei Tosis is not just helpful in a Sugya of Korban Pesach, but that's what makes sense, and that helps us understand this Tosis as well. This Piskei Tosis became popular in other places. Whenever you have a problem, in Esther Dechalosa, everyone always, you dig up this Piskei Tosis in Tzvachim, sounds like you have Bekiyas in Piskei Tosis in Tzvachim. It's the only one I know. There are 100 others, but no one knows any. I mean, unless you really hold the Inkachim, you know, this is just a famous one. So there's another famous kasha that's asked, that's also used to for this Piskei Tosis, is that there's a famous Tosis in Kedushin Islam Ches, where Tosis calls from Rishalmi's question about when they first came to Eretz Yisrael that first year. So the Psukim sound like in the Navi Yeshua that they didn't eat matzah that first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't they eat matzah? Because all the matzah was treif, because all the matzah was chadash. They couldn't find yashar matzah anyway. It didn't exist. So all the matzah was from the Tvuch Chadash, and the Yisrof Chadash already kicked in, so they didn't eat matzah that year. So the Yerushalmi asked the question, what's the big deal? Yave esei v'yichel los esei. Let the mitzvah's esei of matzah be doiched los esei of chadash. So the Yerushalmi gives one answer, and Tais gives another answer, and then everyone goes to town with this kasha, like the earth-shattering kasha. Why don't you say esei doiched los esei? So some of the Acharonim ask a kasha. They don't understand the kasha in the first place. He said it's not the idna, because chatzishir is also min haTorah. So the minute that you first swallow the first drop of chadash, you're already in violation of a disagama min haTorah. You're not chay malchus because it's pachas b'gashia, but even a chatzishir is also min haTorah, and you don't get the mitzvah of matzah until later on. So it's not called the idna. So one of the famous tirmitzim, there are about five other tirmitzim to this kasha, but one of the famous tirmitzim is based on this Piskei Tosis. that since it's e-efshar to get to a kezayis without starting off with something, so that's also considered to be a bit, according to Mary Apple, this would also be good enough. It's the same eating, it's the same, you're sitting down at the same at the same table, well, you eat the half a matzah and then stop in the middle. I don't know, some people do that, some people they go check the food in the middle, they're not sure what's going on. So, whatever it is, so there are different terutzim. So one of the popular terutzim, the diskasha, would be based on the fisket test. Anyway, back to that story.
Why can't you eat it if you swallow it all at once?
You swallow it all at once. Wait, you think someone would do something like that? So when you see from the kash of all the, you see a kash from all these acharonim, the fact that acharonim bothered me from Tosfos wasn't bothered the kasha, because of course Tosfos understood that we're all swallowing it at one shot. So they all held like Rav Chaim, who says that there is no din of swallowing basach. It's only by kerich, not by dichlus matz. What? No, I don't think yefshel labochi means. It means the to get to eating a kezayis. You have to have something at the beginning. I mean, you can't eat a kezayis without having something at the beginning. It could be something at the beginning or something together. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to think about that.
What's the word of the Yashabah? What's the word of the Yashabah?
Well, that's also a question.
Isn't
what does
the
it mean?
The inna means that you see the two things together. So Yashabah means you also see it together. Not the Benachana. Benachana was like, by the Shasfar. The Shad and Bechad, you see it together.
Right.
So then, if you could have it all at once.
Okay. Okay. Maybe Tosfos couldn't dream of somebody swallowing kezayis and matzah one shot. They thought that was shalikah. That's a chassam sofer from one place. Right? He thinks it's shalikah derech. It's not true. Yeah, it's in with the evidence if you swallow it one shot. It's off the record. Okay. I told you one of my tamidim 1 year comes back after the yontif and he says to me, Rebbe, you won't believe this one. He says, at the seder, and I ended up, I couldn't finish the seder. I ended up in the emergency room. I got matzah stuck. I couldn't. So I said, you're not going to tell me that you try to be out to this chumrah of Sa'im. I said, no, that wasn't even what happened. He said, I didn't even try it. He still choked on the matzah. So, Baruch Hashem, he's okay now. 10 years later. Okay. So back to the story. So again, so we have a little bit about the Hakrovas of Korban Pesach in terms of coming to conflict with mitzvahs. Then you have a little bit of the Achilles Korban Pesach that also every once in a while comes to a conflict with the mitzvah. What about the third case? So we said, Kevel Hashem Meshmoei Tzeischem Mitzrayim. So you have to burn the Korban Pesach. That's the third part of the mitzvah. You're not really supposed to get to that part of the mitzvah. Loso Sirim Menuad Boiker. It's like a gazlan. You're not supposed to steal, but if you steal, you have to veshus exelus. So losim menuad boiker. If you made a mistake and you left over some of the carbons, then vanosim menuad boiker is the mitzvah of sreifus kachim. So the Gemara asks the question: when is this mitzvah of sreifus supposed to take place? So the pashup shot is you do it right away. Vanosim menuad boiker veshus rofu. So the Gemara says no, not so simple. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says maseches pesachim that you don't burn until chalamoid in Eretz Yisrael. So on the 16th day of Nisan, the day after the first day yontif, so that's when you burn the noiser. Why don't you burn it on yontif itself? So that's a big machlokes in the Gemara. Why don't you burn it on the yontif itself? So the Gemara asks the kasha, what do you mean? What are you worried about? The issue of malacha? You're worried about making a fire? That's some kind of violation of malacha. On yontif, yavei asiv yitchilos asay. Why don't we say that the mitzvah of ba'ish, this rofu, should be doicha, the issue of kabbalach saved los asu. So the Gemara was assuming with that kasha that the making of the fire is not a tzarech hayom. That's a whole another loaded question. Why isn't it called just simply a tzarech hayom? Mitoch shehutra havar l'tzarech u'tishalot tzarech. That's already a yontif shayla. That's not a Pesach shayla. But the Gemara poses the question in Masech HaShabbos and in Masech HaPesachim that Yavai Esei Shel Sreifus Kachim V'yidchel Los Esei. So the Gemara gives a few different answers to that question. First, the Gemara tries to find the Pasuk. What is an exception to the rule? And then the Gemara concludes, Rav Ashi says, you don't really need a Pasuk for this. He says, it's Pashut, Rav Ashi says, because Yontav is an Esei and a Los Esei. V'ein Esei Docha Esei V'Los Esei. So yeah, the Mitzvah Sreifus Kachim is very, very important. And it has the ability to be doicha lafim in the Torah, but it does not have the ability to be doicha nasei and alos asei, because there's a klal gadol that ein asei docha asei velos asei. And why is that such a klal gadol? Why is that true? Some of the guys from last year. So that's a big machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. Why is there such a klal that ein asei docha asei velos asei? So the Riva, the very, very end of Maseches Chulin, the last daf of Maseches Chulin, so Tosfos quotes from the Riva that says that the reason why ein asei docha asei velos asei is based on the following. That the assay is takadoicha, the los assay. But you still have the assay there, and ain't assay doch assay. So the Rivo writes, let's say a person violates this din, they burn their kachim on yontif. So the Rivo says, you wouldn't be chai malchus, because the los assay was takadidcha, because los assay, kamlechsevet los assay, was nidcha by the mitzvah assay of Sreifus kachim. The only thing is, you're still not allowed to do it, because there's a mitzvah assay of Shabbosom. That's how the Rivo learns. So Tosfos in Masechet Kedushin quotes Rabbeinu Yosef, who disagreed, who said, no, that the reason why ain't assay doch assay, the los assay, is because whenever you have an essay and a los essay together, that's like a los essay achomor. The same way the Gemara Yevamah says that you don't say essay doch a los essay when there's an issa kares, because that's an essay, los essay achomor. So whenever the Torah tacks on an essay on top of a los essay, that shows that it's much more chomor than a regular los essay. And ein essay doch essay velos essay achomor. So according to the Rabbi Yosef, you would have to be chayav malchus if you burnt your kachim on yom tov. But the bottom line is bein lefi riva, bein lefi Rabbi Yosef. It's also in a Torah ein essay docha essay velos essay. So the bottom line is you're not permitted to go ahead and to be served if you kachim. So Tosus in Maseches Kedushin in the first parak quotes a kasha, says, oh, wait a second, you're not allowed to burn the kachim on yom tov. Why not? So I won't burn the kachim on yom tov. Maybe my wife should be able to burn the kachim on yom tov. Why should my wife be able to? Because Tosus was assuming that women are not mutzharos in the essay of Shabboson and yom tov, because Shabboson is the mitzvah essay she has ban grama. So Tosus was assuming in the kasha and in the teretz that women are apturos from that mitzvah. Other Rishon disagree with that premise for other technical reasons, but Tosus was assuming that women are apturos from the essay of Shabboson and yom tov. Therefore, when a woman comes and asks the shayla, let her burn the kachim. What does the Mishnah say? You can't burn kachim on yom tov. You're not burn kachim. Why not? Let the woman burn the kachim. So she'll burn the kachim. For her, it's a mitzvah essay, and for her, it's only a los essay of yom tov. If you have a essay of surface kachim, v'yirchad a los essay. So how could the Gemara and the Mishnah say that surface kachim is off limits until the next day? You have a essay for a woman, v'yirchad a los essay. So it's to that that Rabbeinu Yosef answers. Rabbeinu Yosef says no. Says that ein essay docha essay v'los essay means that whenever you have a los essay that's connected to an essay, that shows that that has more chashivos. So the los essay of malacha is a los essay achomer. The fact that a woman doesn't have the essay because of a technical quirk of mitzvah essay shezman grama, that doesn't detract from the chumras halos essay. The los essay of komach sevet los essay is called an isra achomer b'yaser, because 9 out of 10 times, i.e. for men, 5 out of 10 times, 50% of the population in the world has it connected to an essay, so therefore it's labeled up pidin as objectively as a los essay achomer, and even if a woman's going to try to burn kachim on yom tov, she's going to be in violation of a los essay achomer, even though she personally doesn't have the mitzvah's essay. So the bottom line is that the essay can't be done in los essay, the essay, that's the bottom line. So the Ramban has a problem with this sugya. The Ramban says that the Gemara seems to present it that really we should have said essay docha los essay. This is all the makings, all the characteristics of essay docha los essay. And Nebuch, the only reason why it doesn't work is because there's an essay tacked onto the los essay. So he asks the Ramban, one second, there's a basic klal, the Gemara says in a few places, in Masechet Shabbos, and in Yevamos, in Menachos, that when do we say essay docha los essay? When it's ef shalakayim shneim, when your mom is stuck, you have leis breira. But it's ef shalakayim shneim, if you have a choice, so mehechat essay, komokosh ef shalakayim shneim, so you have to be mekayim shneim. That's the premise of the Ramban's question. So the emphasis is, that's a big machlokes to be shown on whether we even possibly like that line of the Gemara. That there are two sugyas about that topic, and one Gemara seems to deny that, and some Rishonim say we don't even possibly like that, but leave that out. The Ramban's assuming in his kasha that this is a klal gadol amarish lopesh, so he asks the Ramban, by Sreifas Kachim is Efshel Kaim Shneim. Just wait till tomorrow. What do you have to burn the Kachim on Yontif for? Wait until tonight, till Matzah Yontif, and you burn the Kachim. So the Gemara makes it sound like that Yontif would have just been a Losa say, we would have said Esi Docha Losa. What do you mean Esi Docha Losa say? It's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Just wait until tonight. So the Ramban says, no, that's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. Efshel Kaim Shneim, says the Ramban, means defined by the here and now. I mean, what's going to happen in a month from now, in a year from now? It's like Rabbi Chanan, Miel Dema Yel Yoyim. Says, right now, Rabbi, I have a shayla. I want to know. I have a mitzvah essay and have an isalos essay. So right now, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. So the Ramban says, that's your kaveya, the halach of Efshel Kaim Shneim, only by the here and now. You don't take into consideration what's going to happen a few hours from now. So the Rashba has an interesting raya. The Rashba in Yevamos has an interesting raya for this idea. So the Rashba says that the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos talks about the din of Esed Dochel also say by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, Yasul Mikdash. There's a lav of Kamalech Zavid Lassasu of Yontif. So the Gemara is a whole pilpul. Can you build the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif? So eventually the Gemara quotes Pesukim and Xeris Akosov, you can't. But the Gemara discusses the whole story in the beginning of Yevamos. You have an essay of Yasul Mikdash to be Deichid Lassasu of Yontif. So he asks the Rashba, what do you mean? It's Efshel Kaim Shneim. We'll build the Beis Mikdash tomorrow. We have to do a dafka today. We have to build the Beis Mikdash right now. So says the Rashba, you see from here, no. You see from here, that the Ramban is right, that the fact that in Uchadam, you could theoretically do it tomorrow, but Al Pidin, that's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. So one could argue with the Rashba's Raya. Rabbi Chanan, the beginning of the Basra, points out that one could argue perhaps with the Rashba's Raya. The Lom is Yeshayel about the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. So the mitzvah is Esim in a Torah to build a base of Mikdash. So what kind of a mitzvah is that? So we know there are some mitzvah essays that I got to get around to doing it. You know, I can dilly-dally a little bit as long as I eventually get to doing it. So I fulfill the mitzvah. And there are other mitzvah essays that every second that I'm not doing it, that's a bitl mitzvah essay. So let's say the mashal Tashbisu. So we spoke a lot about this last year. So Tashbisu, so say a person has a chometz on Pesach, so besides the lavim of by Rabbi Motzei, so he's been mevatel the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So he's allowed to dray around, wait another few hours. So it could be that kol shav v'shocha, rega v'rega, that's called the bitla mitzvah of Tashbisu. Let's say the mashal, the Pesach discussed by bris mila. So the Torah gives us a mitzvah of having a bris. So no problem, we take the attitude, we'll take care of the bris in 6 months from now. It could be that every second, that's called the bitla mitzvah. So it could be that the nature of the mitzvah building a base of mikdash is that every second you're mechuyav minyan hamikdash, it's not enough time to delay till tomorrow. So this is not like the Ramban's you said of efshar l'kayim shneiim. The Rabbi Chanan says this is worse. This is it's kol shav v'shocha. It's efshar. But for today's this second's mitzvah, if I'm going to delay building the base of mikdash, I'll have to yontiv. So I'm mevatel the second's mitzvah. So you have to fine tune this. Every time you have a mitzvah that's kind of a little bit open ended, is it really open ended or does every single second count? So Chopanim, the Ramban and the Rashba saw in the Sugya Sreifas Kotchim, in the Sugya Beis HaMikdash, that there's a general klal of all of Esei Dachalosa says that the parsha of Efshar L'Kayim Shneiim is defined by the here and now. And maybe, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe one could argue that there may be certain mitzvahs that are different than others, that certain mitzvahs that you have a little bit of leeway for. I can do it tomorrow. It's not a bittul if I do it tomorrow. So maybe that's called Efshar L'Kayim Shneiim. With other mitzvahs, where every second counts, that's technically called the Efshar L'Kayim Shneiim. So it's hard to know whether you can compare the Ramban and the Rashba use this as a cloud, as a springboard for all mitzvahs. The Lav Davka, that's necessarily the case. So I'll upon him. So what we try to be marvia, try to show a little bit here, is that we have this beautiful, wonderful mitzvah of Korban Pesach that unfortunately we don't have the opportunity yet to fulfill. But Kasher Zachin L'Sadar also, Kediska L'Sosso. So the Gemara says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu that Bizman HaKorban, so you have to learn the dinim, and you learn the dinim, it's Kilo Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts it as a Korban. So we have the opportunity to see a little bit about some of the sugyas of Korban Pesach as relates to other Isurim and other dinim in the Torah. Hain in terms of the Hakravas of Pesach, in terms of the Yisr of Hashloma, Hain in terms of the Mitzvah Achilas Pesach, in terms of Shvirus Etzem, Hain in terms of Sreifas Kodshim, in terms of Yontifs. Hopefully, in this Chos of Era, trying to learn a little bit of the Eon, some of these sugyas of Korban Pesach, because Baruch Hu give us the opportunity to Hashem next year to be Machad of Korban Pesach together. Okay. Hey, everyone can feel free once to have a little tikkun in the shop.